Good morning. Good morning. Found my mic. I'm like, why is it staticky? Oh. Have your Bibles with you. Turn to Luke chapter 22. It's our communion passage this Sunday. Luke chapter 22. Starting with verse 7. I'll read through verse 23. Luke 22, verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." They said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare it there." And they went and found it just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took a cup. When he had given thanks, he said, "Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup, after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." And they began to question one another which of them it could be who was going to do this. Today we celebrate, we partake of communion, Lord's Supper, but as we just read in the text this morning, we see the original Passover meal. And every year, the Israelites would celebrate the Passover feast. It was a joyous occasion. There would be a couple million people, if not more, in the city of Jerusalem. And you can just imagine all the various lambs that were slaughtered. And it says here in verse 7, "Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed." It was something they had to do every year. Now Jesus, as they are sharing the Passover meal, celebrating this, observing it with the disciples in Christ, Jesus then takes that Passover meal and really shows us the meaning behind that feast. From the very beginning,